Today is Daf Kuf Lamed Hey. We are on the bottom line of Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Suffek Adrogonus. If a Suffek, it's not Suffek Adrogonus, it's just two things. Suffek, comma, or an Androgynous. A Suffek means, we're not sure when the baby was born. Or an Androgynous. Either of those cases, there's more cases in the Mishnah, there's no Bris Mila on Shabbos. If the eighth day falls out on the Shabbos, he pushed it off. So, Tana Rabbanan, it says Arloso, which means Arloso Vadai, Doches HaShabbos, Velo Suffek Doches HaShabbos. Arloso Vadai Doches HaShabbos, number one, Velo Androgynous Doches HaShabbos, not an Androgynous. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Androgynous Doches HaShabbos, Vonish Kavos. He says, no, I hold that Androgynous is male, and therefore it is Doches HaShabbos. But Arloso Vadai Doches HaShabbos, V'lo nolad ben hashmashos doches haShabbos. Arloso vaday doches haShabbos. V'lo nolad keshu mol doches haShabbos. Somebody's already born mohul. Rare people in that have that. So that's not doches haShabbos. Why? Well, first of all, shebei shami om tzarech lahatif menu dambris. It was hil om eno tzarech. So it's a machlokas if you even have to do anything. Bishami says yes, Bishil says no. We're going to see. Basil is going to change their mind, but right here, so it's not Doches HaShabbos. So Tosfos points out in the like four different kinds of suffix here. So Tosfos says on top, Nira Luri the Asmachta Baal Mahu. All this is just an Asmachta. V'lo Nira V'lo Itzrich Kra Lahachi the Hechi Teisek Adaita Lachal HaShabbos. What was the half minute to be Machal HaShabbos? V'lo Yedana Imhu Bar Chayiv Mila Olal. He's an androgynous. Is he even Chayiv Mila? He could be a female, or it's a barrier between the asma. Is it even chayav and mila? What's the shaila? What's the suffix? There's no suffix. It's a suffix. True. What's the shaila? We should be doche shabbos for that, right? Can mefarish l'makaman the suffix nolad lezayin olaches mishum nolad ben hashmashos lo retzrich nami kra. Guy's born ben hashmashos. The baby's born ben hashmashos. So there's a suffix if we're going to be mechal shabbos, right? The tibatel mitzvahs mila b'shmini misfeka b'shev al tasa. So don't do anything. V'al yichal al Shabbos b'yadayim misafek. Don't be machal Shabbos. Ela nera lari, the ikar haikra asa la androgynous. The main one is an androgynous. She'enadoch ha-Shabbos v'nolad kishu mal. Or a guy's born with a bris mila. What's the difference between the two suffixes? What's the difference? The difference is that someone who's born 8 days old definitely needs a bris mila. The only question is, when are we doing it? Definitely needs a bris mila. He's a regular healthy baby. Happens to be, he was born by Ben Hashmashas. So what's the story? I don't know. But he definitely needs a bris mila. So for him, we're not going to be Doche Shabbos. It's clear we're not Doche Shabbos. The rest of them, I don't even know if they need a bris mila altogether. Androgynous, does he even need a bris mila? I don't even know. So therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me not to do it. The guy, someone's born, what do you call it? Someone's born mohol. Do you even need a bris mila? It's a machlokas about that. Right. That's not the same thing as a baby who's born, regular baby. Happens to be, he was born by Anash Moshes. So what do? Definitely needs a bris mila. There's no question about it. The question is, are we being b'chal Shabbos? So the answer is, of course not. What about the other ones? But I don't even know if you need a bris mila altogether. There's no reason why on earth they should be Doche Shabbos. They're for sure not Doche Shabbos. That's what Tosfos makes a distinction between some suffix, not suffix, all not suffix, all suffix are not created equally. Okay.
Nowadays, if you have androgynous presented born, the mother wouldn't touch it. It'd be urologist domain, and not even, it would be like 6 months later. It wouldn't even be a shy.
Right. No, but right, I understand.
The
Sfazem has asked the following question. Let's say you have somebody, you're not sure if they need a bris mila or not. And you do it on Shabbos. What's the issue? If you're right, you're mekayem mitzvah bris mila. And if you're wrong, what'd you do? You made a wound. You made a chabura. It's kilkel. And then you put her anyway. There's no tick in there. So no matter what, you should do it. No, they have nothing to lose. If it's a baby that's born by the Shmasho, so maybe it's the seventh day. Giving a bris mila on the seventh day is nothing. That's a kilkel.
Maybe until the preparations are the problem.
What?
Maybe the preparations.
What do you mean?
Prepare
everything. No, so do the preparations before. Someone gives that answer. The Sfasem is leaves the Pitzarachiyim. Says, I don't know why you can't do it. You have nothing to lose. And everything to gain.
If you have to put an ointment on it, then you have Shmir.
So that's what some give that answer. Some give that answer. So, but it's the Rabbanan. So, because the chance of doing a bris mila overrides that, no? That's what he thinks. He says, then some give your answer. Because all the preparations and all the refuahs, so then why bother? Okay. Next. Amar B'Shem Ben Elazar. Lo nechal gu b'sham v'sel al nol k'shum al shtarach l'meno shtarach hatif meno dambris. No one argues that if that b'sham v'sel both agree that if a person's baby's born mogul, he has to do something there. He has to do some kind of cut, make some kind of draw some blood. But b'nei she'arla kivushihi. Really, it's like a hidden arla, or it's a suppressed arla. Amar nechal, what are they arguing about? Listen to this. Al gershin is gar k'shum al. He was a ger. He was an Arab. He already had a b'smila. Now he became a Jew. Does he need a b'smila now? Beishamay omrim tzarech latif menu dambris? Yes. Or was Hill omrim ein tzarech latif menu dambris? It's one of the rare times where you're passing like Beishamay.
For a reason, something.
Yeah, you gotta do something. It's no different than a baby. Baby's born well, he's still gotta do something. So too a guy. He's got a bris mila. He still has to do something.
The question is, why is it different than a baby who was born?
Why is this Hill different, distinguished? Yeah, I don't know.
Happens all the time now.
What, people are born with a bris mila?
A lot of Jews
now doing
the
bris
in the hospital. I don't
want to
make a big deal. No.
So they'll
we're going to
start bris.
They do it day one.
So we're going to get that today's daf. We're going to get to there. Amar Mar. Then we said, and plus any suffix is not dochas Shabbos. So who's left? We said all these cases. What else is left? What does it come to include? Mechal in Elav Esha Shabbos. If the baby was born on the seventh month of Mechal Shabbos, Ben Ches ain't Mechal in Elav Esha Shabbos. If it's the eighth month, but not Mechal Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara had an assumption that the baby born in the eighth month is not going to live. So what are you doing? What are you doing with Bris Mila for on Shabbos? Not going to live anyway. Safek Ben Zay and Safek Ben Ches. If it's a Safek, ain't Mechal in Elav Esha Shabbos. Ben Shmona. If it's born in this eighth month, Hareyu Ke'even. It's like a stone. V'asel Taltel. You're not even allowed to move it. You're not allowed to even move the baby. Tosfos says, in Ben Shmona, the bottom Tosfos, the Nira Lari, the Achshav, Motul Taltol, Talat Kinokos, you're allowed to do this, of course you're allowed to. The Chazanish says, if you don't move the baby, you're a murderer. Bizman Hazeh. You're a murderer. She'ain Onu Bikiyin, we don't know what this even means. Even Tosfos says, I'm not a Baki in that. You're a Baki when the baby was born. V'kulam, Kamo, Safik Ben Ches, Safik Ben Tes. The bris mila maybe you could push off, but not to take care of the baby? That's murder. Then he says, Upa'amim, She'isha Misaberes, Samach Litzfilasa, Upa'amim, Enemis Noberes, Umudal Talat Labashabas, Mimanovshach, Kidamrinan, Be Lekaman, right? Afiluhu Ben Shimon, and then that's just, we don't know when the baby was born, when you went to Mikvah, when you were with her. Then he says, and even if you're Vadai positive, it's an 8-month old baby. Where is it? Vafilahu ben Shmona Vadai. It's for sure an 8th month. How could you be sure? Kgon shaloba al ishto elapamachas. You're only with your wife one time. Upi reish vialda blosov ches. And she had a baby 8 months later. So there's no question it's an 8-month old baby. There's no question. There's no shaila. You're only with her one time.
Is the problem that in the 8th month we say that's a baby who can't
survive? Right. Right. But a 7th month, yes, and a 9th month, yes. So we don't know what that means.
Maybe Mechal Shabbos is something that's not going to work.
That's right.
How about a crisis?
What about a gozis? I don't know.
That's very hard to
know. Very hard. One second. Afilu hachi nir lumi you're allowed to do tiltal, move the animal molo b'shabes, imein mi'usa b'sa'ar v'tziparnav, unless you see some signs of sickliness in the fingernails or in the hair, k'damina perika arva, like it says in Yevamos, damina hai bar shivahu v'ashtuva yishtai. We just say it's a 7th month old baby that got delayed. I was born in the 8th month. Really, it's a 7-month-old baby. It got stuck in there a little bit longer. So it's really It's really a 7-month-old baby, and therefore it's healthy, and therefore you do a bris mila, and you take care of the baby, you nurse it, everything you have to do for the baby on Shabbos.
Right, just in general, yeah. Question. If baby's born 8 months, let's say back then, and we're saying it's muksa. So it's going to die in 3 weeks, let's say, not live a whole life. So you can't do it.
Even now, it's muksa. It's a hard thing.
It's hard.
Maybe he's alive right now.
Yeah.
It's not a rock.
But then the Gemara says, listen to this one. Aval imo shocha o meniksa menesakana. The mother is allowed to nurse the baby because if it's a sakana for the mother, she needs to express her milk, right? So she's allowed to do that for the baby. And then the baby can nurse. So Tosfos says, but then sakana, the next Tosfos, sakana's chalav, right? Kishish harbe bedadin, a lot of milk in the breast. Velo chayshinan shema tetaltel asu.
Also.
1 second. I can't read it anymore. Velo chayshinan shema tetaltel asu. V'lo yada, I'm not sure what he means by that. Oh, v'lo yada rajba, my area of Ne'ezakana. The rajba, it's a different one of the Balatosos. He says, I don't understand, what does it mean to Ne'ezakana? I feel lohaya el tar ba'ama mutter, even if it's just Sarit's mutter. Why does the Gemara have to go on such a harsh Sakana? Even without Sakana, she's allowed to do that. I feel luchu l'chalav atzma, lohzi l'chalav shenadin. Even she can do it herself. She doesn't need a baby. She's in pain, she's in tar, she's allowed to do that. FLP, shehi malacha shetricho l'gufa. Even, listen to what Tosfos just says here. Even though it's a malacha shein tzmicha legufa, the chomer isura tvei may iser tiltal. It's a worse iser derabanan than muksa. Not all isura derabanan are created equal. Malacha shein tzmicha legufa is more machmir than muksa. So I have two choices. I can bring the baby, his baby's muksa, because it's going to die. So I can bring the baby here and nurse, or I can express milk myself, which is a malacha shein tzmicha legufa. What's the malacha anyway? It's a malacha of dosh, they say, right? So I can do it myself for not a purpose, just to express milk to ease my pain, or I can bring the baby a nurse. Even though bringing the baby a nurse is a lesser isser, it's only muksa, it's not malacha shetircha legufa, I'm still allowed to do it. So why did the Gemara have to say sakana? What did the Gemara judging up sakana? Near the shari midi tahavi amapis porsa, the sharinan mishun tzaira. You can even burst the pimple because it's bothering you. So for sure you could nurse. So what's the shot? What's the kana? So the Tosfos doesn't answer it, right? Yeah. So the Ritva says, the Gemara didn't mean sakana. It just meant etar. It was a little bit. I know. Okay.
So you're obligated to do a bris milah on an 8-month-old baby, just not on campus, is that right?
Today?
No.
Then?
Then, yeah.
They'll do that on Shabbos, but not on.
Yeah,
correct. Today we do it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Itmar, Rav Amar, Halacha Ketana Kama. Okay. The Halacha is like the, there's a lot of names here. It's very complicated now. Not hard, just complicated. The Halacha is like the Tana Kama. That what? That Beis Hillel said, there's no Hatafas Dam Briz if the baby's born Mohel. Shmuel Amar, Halacha Kirushim Ben Elazar, who said, no, everyone agreed to that. That if the baby's born mohol, you have to do a tafas dam bris. And the only machlokas was about a gear. Right? Okay. Ravada bar Ava, Isyad lehu yinuka. He had a baby. Kishu mohol. It was already born mohol. Ahadre lehtlesar moholi. He went to 13 moils. Ad deshavye kush shavcha. Nobody wanted to do it. Nobody wanted to do the bismila. Because they all held like, obviously, they held like Rav. That the halach is like the Tana Kama, that Beis Hillel holds, you don't have to do it. So he did it himself, and he made the baby a kur, you know what he was doing, and he made the baby a kur shavcha. Okay? Amar tesili da avli derav. I deserve that. That was coming to me, because I didn't hold like Rav. Rav said, you don't have to do it, because Beis Hillel said, you don't have to do it, we pass him like Beis Hillel. I had that coming to me. Okay? Amalei Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman, Ad Shmuel lo avar. You weren't over Shmuel. Shmuel said we hold like the Tana, we hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who said that you have to do Hatafas Dam Bris. So yeah, you didn't go to like Rav. You went like Shmuel. So Ema Darma Shmuel b'chol. Shmuel was talking about on the weekday. On a weekday, Shabbos miyamar. On Shabbos, he never said such a thing. And I did it on Shabbos. So I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. Okay.
Why isn't the kids for? The baby.
Right.
He said he deserved it. How did the baby deserve it?
So the answer is, who Savar, he held, who's he? Rav Ada held, Savar, Vaday Arla Kavushihi. It's for sure a suppressed Arla, and therefore it's even Mechal Shabbos. The Itmar, there's a machlokas about that. Rab Amar Chashin and Shema Arla Kavushihi. We suspect that. Rav Yosef Amar, Vaday Arla Kavushihi. It's for sure that. It's for sure. For sure. So if it's for sure, no safek. It's a Vaday. So go do Bris Mila, even on Shabbos. That's Rav Ada held. Amar Rav Yosef, Mena Amidala, how do I know I'm right? The Tanya, you have another brisa. Rabbi Lazar HaKfar Omar, Lazar HaKfar says, Lo nechlechu beshamei ubetil al nolad shehu mohol, shetorach lahatuf min adam bris. They don't argue about that. They don't argue about tavas dam bris on a born mohol. Even Betil says yes. Alma nechlechu, what are they arguing about? Lechal lovas haShabbos. Don't they show us chil haShabbos? Beshamei omrim mechal lovas haShabbos? Ubetil omrim ein mechal lovas haShabbos? Okay? Now, lav, doesn't that mean the Tanakama, who's the Tanakama here? Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? That who held that they're not arguing about born with a bris mila. Savar held mechalim lavas haShabbos. They are mechal Shabbos, and Rabbi Yosef held like them, right? Okay. Yeah. So Gemara says. Yeah. Because it's a suffix. Vidilma, maybe, Tanakama, this is Reb Shimon ben Elazar again, Divri HaKol, Ein... It still needs a Tafas Dan Bris. It still needs a Tafas Dan Bris. So you still have to do it on Shabbos. It still needs something. So, Divri HaKol, Ein Mechalim Kamar. Maybe everyone held that you do a bris mila on Shabbos. You do a bris mila. Everyone holds baby's born mole requires tavas dam bris, and everyone holds, but it's not mechal Shabbos. Why you say everyone holds? You didn't have to ask mechal Shabbos. Maybe everyone holds not mechal Shabbos. Everyone holds you got to do it, not on Shabbos. Do it Sunday. So, if that's true, then Rabbi Lozak Kfar time of the Beishami Asla. Then Rav Lozak Kfar is coming to teach me the halacha of Beishamai. That doesn't make any sense. We don't hold Beishamai. I don't care what Beishamai's far is. We don't hold Beishamai. So the Gemara says, no. Dil mahachi kamar. Long nechleku Beishamai ubetilil bedavar zeh. No. Maybe Beishamai and Beishamai never argued about this issue. In other words, we don't hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We hold like Tanakama, who said that they were arguing about whether or not the baby was born mohol. That's how we started this off. If a baby's born mohol, does it require a tavas dam bris or not? Tanakhama said it's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And if that's true, Rabbi Elazar HaKfar said, and even Beis Shammai hold, but they're not arguing about hatavas dam bris. They're only arguing about Shabbos. But everyone, when the Tanakhama said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing about a tavas dam bris on a baby that's born mohol, it was only about Shabbos. It wasn't about the actual bris mila. Everyone holds you have to do that. The whole question was Shabbos, right? So according to that, Rav Lozak Kfar was teaching us the shita of Beis Hillel, that what? That a tavas dam bris is not tocha Shabbos. Fine, that was a little complicated. Next, Amar of Asi, Kol She'imo Tamei Aleda, listen to this, any time a woman becomes tame from having a baby, nimol l'shmona, then the baby's on the eighth day, even if it's Shabbos. So chol she'eino imo tamei aleda, and if not, ein nimol l'shmona, the baby's not tocha Shabbos. For example, Rashi says kigon yotze dofen. For example, a cesarean. V'nachris she'yolda, what if a guy had a baby? Ulumachar nizgaira. And the next day she's Megayer. She has a baby on Sunday. Monday she's Megayer. And she's Megayer the baby. So does the baby have to wait now 7 days? Well, she wasn't Tamei Tomas Leda because she was a guy. But then the next day she becomes a Jew. So do you have to do the bris mila on the eighth day? No. Because only if the woman has Leda, Tomas Leda, then it requires a bris mila. So a cesarean? No. A guy? No. The baby's Jewish. Ain bina mamtinat shmona. You don't wait. Elanim al miyad. You give bris mila right the second day. Baby's 2 days old. Do bris mila right now.
Why? Jewish baby. Just for Jewish now.
Just Jewish now, the halacha is the 8th day is only if the mother is Tumas Leda. And the mother's not going to have Tumas Leda, you don't have to wait till 8 days.
Right. If somebody's begayu, you don't wait 8 days after their gavus.
You're looking at me like I'm from Mars. By the way, we're going to get to it now. There are people in your household that have to have a bismillah even though they're not even Jewish. We're going to talk about that now in Amud Beis. These Yilid Bayis, whatever those things are. Mikne Kesef, Avadim. They're not Jews. And they require bismillah. Why? Because they're in your household. Yeah, right now. We're getting there. Yeah. Shinemar, Isha Kisa Zriya, Vyolda Zachar, Vitameya. It goes hand in hand. The Tumah and the 8th day go hand in hand. Amalei Abaya, Doros Yishanam Yechiach. The earliest generations will prove you right. She'ein Imo Tameya Leda. There was no Tumas Leda when Reuven and Shimon had kids. Did they give them bris milas? Yeah. Did their wives have Tumas Leda? No. That one wasn't invented yet. So what do you see? Of course it's not true. You're wrong. Reuven and Shimon, right? Avram Avinu gave bris milah to Yitzchak on the 8th day. Was Sarah Tomei Tumas Leda? No, there was no such thing as Tumas Leda. No such thing. Bris milah, there was such a thing.
Very hard to bring a riot from
that. 1 second.
Avram Avinu didn't have it when he was 8 days old either.
1 second. She'ein imo Tumei Leda, nimo l'shmona. So you see it's not true. They had bris milah back then on the 8th day without Tumas Leda. So the Gemara gives Joshua, that's not right. Joshua's answer. Amalei, nitna Torah. The Torah was given. V'nishchad shahalacha. And the halacha changed. Rashi says on top. D'mi she'imo t'mei aleda nimol b'ches v'lo acher. New rule. Now they made a new rule. That the only time a baby's on the 8th day is if the mother has Tumas Leda. That's a new rule.
But I thought they held all the mitzvahs.
Right, so what does that mean, right? They held all the mitzvahs. Right. Even Eretz Tavshil and Avram Avinu held. What? No. No, it has to be a natural birth. Now, Bisman Hazeh, we still give a bismillah, such a bismillah on the 8th day.
Right.
But it's not the Chashavas.
By the way, do we know that any of the Shiftei Kah or any of the others had children who would have needed to be malad on a Shabbos? Maybe the whole thing's not negated.
The whole, there was no such thing as Shabbos, right?
Well, say they kept Shabbos. Right. Right. Who says that they had that situation?
Today we don't give
a
C-section.
No.
Not
Doch HaShavas. Moshe Tzolzman
was born on HaShavas.
Right. It's not Doch HaShavas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to this. Yotadofen, or a Yotadofen, Umishiyeshlo Shnei Arelos, so someone that's born with 2 Arelos, is that such a thing? Rav Huna, Rav Chia, Bar Ava, Bar Rav, Chadamar Mechalim Avos HaShabbos, V'Chadamar Ein Mechalim. Right? Why you not Mechal Shabbos for the 2 Arlas? So the Meiri says, you don't know which one is supposed to do it on. So you have to do what you have to do. Why can't you do it on both? I don't know, maybe it's extra work. I don't know. Anyway, Akan Lo Pligi El Lechal Avos HaShabbos. The only issue is Chamechal Shabbos. Avos Shmona, Vadai Mechalim Le, but the 8th day, you for sure do it. Unless it's Shabbos. So what are you talking about? Haba HaTaya. No, they go hand in hand. In other words, Haba HaTalia, they go hand in hand. You're Mechal Shabbos because it's the 8th day, and 8th day is only Mechal Shabbos, it goes hand in hand. Kitanoi, we have a brayso that says like this, right? What does it mean it goes hand in hand? That Tumas Leda and 8th day are tied to each other. So if it's not Tumas Leda, it's not going to be the 8th day. If it's not the 8th day, then it's a simon there was no Tumas Leda. Kitanoi, it says like this. Yilid bias, there could be something called the Yilid bias. A baby's born in your household, Shinimol Echad, the bismillah is on the 1st day. V'yesh Yilid bias, Shinimol B'shmona. There are some Yilid biases born on the 8th day. Yesh Miknas Kesef, Shinimol Echad. You can have something called Miknas Kesef. It's another kind of purchased child. V'yesh Miknas, not child, it would keep me the mother. V'yesh Miknas Kesef, Shinimol B'shmona. You can have some Miknas Kesef born on the 8th day. That the bris on the 8th day. What's going on? Yek Mishnas Kesef Shinimo Le'echod, Vesh Miknas Kesef Shinimo Le'shmona. Ketzad, how could that be? Lokach shivcha muberes. You bought a pregnant shivcha. V'yachakach yolda. And then it gave birth 4 months later. In your household. Zehu miknas kesef shenimo l'shmona. This is such a baby that's born, that has a bris milah on the eighth day. Why? Why does it have a bris milah on the eighth day?
She's yours when she gives birth.
She's yours when she gives birth. Right? No, since she's in your household, she's like a Jew, and we give her all the rules of Jew. We'll get to that. Lokach shivcha vavlada ima. You get the shivcha on the same day she had the baby already. Zehu miknas kesef shenimo le'echad. That's the one that's on the first day. The baby was born in the morning, you got her at night, you do bris milah right away. Why? Because when the baby was born, it wasn't in your possession already. So then what are you waiting for? Now, v'yesh yilid bayis, shenimo l'shmona ketzad. How could it be an eighth day yilid bayis? That's miknas kesef. This is yilid bayis, a different thing. Lokach shivcha v'nis abra. You have a shivcha by you. V'nis abra etzlo. And I got pregnant by you. The first case, you bought her pregnant. Here she was pregnant in your possession. She got pregnant. V'yalda, she has a baby. Zehu yilid bayis, hanimo l'shmona. Then wait to the eighth day. It's like every other Jewish baby in your household. The other baby in your household, that baby is on the eighth day. When would it be a yilid bayis on the first day? On the bottom, we're going to get to that one. Because now the Gemara goes off on a tangent now. Rav Chama Amar, yalda v'achar kach hadbila, if you have a baby, and then you go to the mikvah, zehu yilid bayis, shenimo l'echad. That's the yilid bayis where the baby's born. The baby gets a bris milah on the first day. Hitbila, but if you go to the mikvah, the achar kach yolda, in other words, she wasn't really Jewish, then zehu yilid bayis hanimo lishmona. Then it goes on. But if she was Jewish, because she went to the mikvah first, so she was megayer, shivcha, whatever the status is, it was before the baby was born. Then the baby's on the eighth day. The Tanakama. Lo shani le ben tevila v'achar kach yolda ben yolda v'achar kach tevila. He didn't make that distinction about mikvah. The first time, he didn't say a word about mikvah, right? The afagav the ein imo tamei aleda nimo l'shmona. Even though the woman is not tamei aleda, it's still on the eighth day. Why? Because we said you got a shivcha. She was pregnant when you got her. She was by you for 4 months. Nothing changed in her status. She's just by you now. She has a baby, eighth day. Don't tell us later, she's not Jewish. So it's a kasha. Right?
So this child who has a bris because he's the son of a shivka in your house.
Right.
What's his status?
Oh, so the chazanish says, what are you giving your bris milah for? The baby's not Jewish.
Right.
The baby's not Jewish. Why is it? The shivka never was Megayer. She's a servant by you. She's not Jewish. What are you giving? The baby's a goy. Goy and not mechuyev in bris milah.
Oh,
so the Chazanish says you're only giving bris milah because it's a separate halacha. Babies born under your jurisdiction, under your supervision, under your care, require bris milah.
So as he becomes a gadol, is he an eved ivri?
No, it's not an eved ivri. It's not Jewish.
Your eved
ivri
has some mitzvos.
Right. Bris milah is not one of them.
Yes,
it's a chiyuv on the master apparently. So what if the master never did a bris milah? Is the chiyuv do it himself? I don't know about that. A regular Jew doesn't have father never gave bris milah. It's a chiyuv to give his own bris milah.
This is not a derabbanan. This is a deraisa. If you have somebody in your house, an eved in your house, you have to mourn them.
Right. So the Chazanish says, I'll read it. Lo chol eved, lo chol al eved mitzvah milah. There's no mitzvah milah on the eved. Aval zu mitzvah miyucheses ala adon. It's a mitzvah of the master. Lomalas yilido bayis who miknas kesef to give everybody in his house a sefer b'smila. So he's a guy, right? Av shehem adayim goyim ve'enu chayav mitzvahs. Even though they're still goyim, they're not chayav in any mitzvahs. You still have to give a b'smila. What? I'm not sure. I don't know why he says that.
This is psukim.
Okay. Now, so what do we see from here? So you see from here, it's machlokas tanoim. It's a machlokas tanoim. If there's tumas leida, and there could still be a bris milah on Shmona. These tanoim say it doesn't matter. Even if there's no tumas leida, there's still a bris milah on the eighth day. So it's a machlokas. That issue is a machlokas. Now, it's a machlokas.
The machlokas is only on the eighth day.
The machlokas is only on the eighth day. So we said, Rashi said, otherwise it's the first day. Right? So Rashi said, otherwise it's the first day. Now we have a whole long braisa here, with a lot of shitas, Gilad Bayis, Mikvas Kesef, day one, day eight. Someone held, that the bris milah is on the eighth day, even though the mother has no tumas leida. Because the mother's not Jewish. The bris milah is still on the eighth day. Why is it on the eighth day? Because it's in your household, and that's what you do. So what do you see from here? That it has no bearing on tumas leida. Someone holds that. A Tana holds that.
Why don't we push off the verse? Why don't we do it a day earlier? Why not? Because it's
a good question. The answer is, because it's not the time. It's just premature. It's like shaking a lulav in the air of Sukkot. It's just not the time. It doesn't show Zerizus. It's not the time. That's why. The mitzvah is not chal till the eighth day in the morning. The mitzvah is not chal till the eighth day. As a matter of fact, the lundus is that the mitzvah starts on the eighth day. But there's another halacha that you can't do bris milah at night. So that night, the baby requires a bris milah, but you can't give one. And that's the invention of a vachnacht. It's a shmira for the baby, because the baby's really an RL now. Till the eighth day, it's not an RL. It's nothing. Now that the baby's an RL now. Because the bris milah can't be till the morning, but he's b'chayiv now, because now it's ready the eighth day. We hold the day started at night. And because that night is an RL, that's where there's a minute people learn, and that's where it comes from. It comes from the fact that the chia started, but there's a technical reason I can't do it now. So, but until then, there's no vachnach on day 1 through 7, no such thing. That's a good question. He's raising a good question. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said he'd do it on day one. That's a good question. That's a very good question. Yeah. Okay, let's finish up. Now, Amar Rav said like this. Bishlam Lerav Chama. So there were four cases. Yilud Bayis Mikvas Kesef, day one, day eight. Right, for both. That's four cases. We only answered three of the cases. Right? Bishlam Lerav Acha, Lerav Chama Meshachas La, Yilud Bayis Nimal Echad, Yilud Bayis Nimal Leches. Mikvas Kesef Nimal Aleph, Mikvas Kesef Nimal Leches. Yalda v'achachach tvila zayilid bayis shinimol echad hitvila v'achachach yalda zayilid bayis shinimol meches miknas kesef nimol v'shmona kigon shalachach shivchamu beres vitvila v'achachach yalda. Right, she gave birth after she was Jewish. Miknas kesef nimol echad when it would be a yilid kesef miknas kesef on the first day kigon shalachach zeh shivchav zeh ubra. You bought the baby and the mother on the same day. Elutana kama, we left one out. Bishloma kulu mishkachasla. All of them we had. Ella, except for one. Yilid bias, nimol la'echad, hechim ishkachasla. How can there be a yilid bias? A baby's born in your household, and the bismillah's on the first day. How could that be? We didn't answer that one. Amar v'yirmiya, belokeach, shifcha, lo'ubra. The case is, you bought the mother just for the baby. So you don't even own the mother. You own the mother, you only own the baby. So you don't even own the mother. So it's not even really in your household, because she doesn't belong to you. You only bought the rights to the baby. So if that when that baby's born, and that baby's a male, bismillah on day one. That's the case. Well, ha nicha lamanda amar, that only makes sense if you hold kinyan payros, lank vlav kaginyan guf dami. Right, a whole sugya about mekach umemkar. When you buy the payros, do you also own the fruit tree? Could it be such a thing? Could there be a split like that? Is there even such a thing? But if you hold that when you buy the payros, you automatically own the guf, what are you going to say? What kind of answer is that? You own the mother too. You can't buy a baby without the mother also. No such thing. So, Amar Bisharshia, Bilokeach, Shivcha, you bought the Shivcha, Almanas, Shalo, Lahadbila. Almanas, she's never going to become Jewish. Yeah, she'll work for you, she'll be good, excellent. But she's never going in that mikvah. She's never going to be makah. What?
She's not going to become Jewish.
The baby is not Jewish no matter what. But not Jewish. But we said,
So we said
that there's a chiyuv on you to have even your non-Jewish avodim running around have bris milas. The chiyuv on you. And the chiyuv on you still applies. But now it only applies on the first day. Because the mother's never going to, nothing's ever going to change. So, that's what he holds.
How can you make a spy not to do something you're required to do? If you're mechuyev to,
Mechuyev to what?
Well, the mother is...
I don't know the answer to this question. There's a tension, because the Torah says, lo'olam behem ta'avodu. You're not allowed to free them. So, Isser Daraisa, to free an Eved. Right? But by freeing them, you make them Jewish. Right? They're only d'chayv mitzvahs like a woman. Right? And then when you free them, they're full-fledged Jews. So don't you want them to be full-fledged Jews? So there's a tension there. So this Mishonim talk about this issue. So I don't know the whole depth of Eved Kananim. Right, exactly. So for a mitzvah, then you can do it. For a mitzvah, you can do it. Stam mitzvah, you can't do it. So why not? To make them full-fledged Jews. So she says, I don't want to be Jewish. Fine, you don't want to be Jewish, fine. So you work by me. When the baby's born, we'll only give a bishmil on the first day. That's all.
Menachem?
Yeah.
Have you seen any clues about surrogate mothers?
No, I'm not up on these topics.
Well, that would be interesting, because that's very...
Similar to what it is. It's similar. Yeah. All right, so we'll stop here, because there's no place to stop now. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.